This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And welcome back, Chris. We missed you last week, buddy. Good to see you here.
Good to be here.
So yeah.
I had some time off. I thought I'd take it. And
I took it. Glad you did. Nothing wrong with that. Having a little time off. That's cool. That's all good. But here you are back to answer the phones. Hopefully our callers will be abundant and vociferous this morning. Or they could talk a lot, too.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We've been into quite a few of our listeners over the last few weeks. It's very interesting. You walk around and I was in Walmart yesterday. I ran into a fellow that had actually attended one of our events year or so ago. He was a Blazing Camo Day. And we had quite an interesting conversation. Vietnam vet, you know, hunter, landowner, and very enjoyable talking to the fella. So we won't say his name here, but he knows who he is, and he knows he's listening. So it's always nice to run into people that you know all across the state. You know, with the app, you know, the WCBM app, you can listen anywhere in the world. And, you know, we haven't asked that question in a while for people to just kind of check in where they're listening from. Email's easy, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Let me know if you're listening in Ohio or North Carolina or Virginia or
I think we had somebody call
Alabama.
From New Zealand, I think.
New Zealand, yeah, New Zealand. And we have a young lady who listens in Ecuador. So, you know, it's the worldwide outdoorsman radio show. So to speak. And you are on an international show, Chris, as the head of production here this morning for at least these 2 hours.
At least.
At least. So. Well, it was a big week in Annapolis with all the gun rallies and so forth. Monday was a big day. And so was, I believe, Wednesday. I spoke to a number of people who attended the gun rallies, and it went as expected. As expected, the rabid 2A people, and there's not that there's anything wrong with being enthusiastic and passionate about what you believe in, but when first words out of your mouth is being critical of a fellow gun owner, then we're in trouble. So that happened a few times. It was an interesting scene to see the t-shirts. I will not comply in the panel and in some of the videos and during the testimony. There are a lot of people who are planning not to comply should House Bill 786 and Senate Bill 737 be passed. Don't know if there's a possibility of that happening. There's, of course, always a possibility of anything happening in the General Assembly. Do I look to see these bills pass? Likely not. Likely not. And why do you say that, Alan? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, state police would have to basically administer the program that this bill talks about as far as licensing and fingerprinting and so forth. They're having trouble keeping up now, okay, with the regulated firearms, the modern sporting rifles and the handguns that fall under the regulated firearms venue here in Maryland, and to add all long gun, all shotgun and rifle purchases to that, to administer a program where you've got to fingerprint everybody, license everybody, the cost to that, the fiscal note, I believe is like $3 million. And you know, the state police have the governor's ear. They have the very strong lobbying organization themselves. We're very friendly with state police lobbying folks and personal friends of our lobbyist, Bill Miles. And, you know, it's going to be tough to get this bill passed. Of course, we're in conversations with key members of the General Assembly. And here's something that Bill wrote, and it's going to be on our newsletter. By the way, if you sign up, join the Maryland Hunting Coalition this week, you'll get the newsletter probably Monday. The newsletter will be coming out. A lot of items on there that are coming up at our benefit dinner and benefit on March 23rd. But this kind of sums it up with what the coalition does. Keep in mind, the coalition's lobbying strategies often unfold outside the public purview. But no, we specialize in one-on-one discussions with key lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and in both chambers. Should anyone want to learn about how we conduct our legislative affairs, need only to study our record of achievement. Well said, Bill. Thank you very much. Here's Bruce on the proposed laws in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
All right.
What's up?
From what I understand, I can't remember the details on this, but there was a sheriff from one of the counties, it might have been Harford County, but I'm not sure, that said he wasn't going to comply if the more restrictive gun laws are going to be passed, that he would not enforce it, he would not enforce the law if they make the gun laws as restrictive as they're talking about.
I believe that was the sheriff of Wicomico County, I believe. And I believe now there are 5 sheriffs in Maryland that said they will not enforce the law if it is enacted. The sheriffs are some of the most powerful lawmen in their jurisdictions. They are sworn to uphold the Constitution. And if these laws are determined to go against the Constitution of the United States, in other words, the Second Amendment is what it's the right to keep and bear arms, but what else does it say? The shall not be infringed. So if they see that as an infringement of the Constitution, they are bound to uphold the Constitution over and above the law of the local laws of the land, local laws of the state.
So I'm...
Follow me, Bruce?
Yeah, I heard everything you say. I agree 100%. So it's a long battle. And I can believe the way that, I'm not saying I agree with it, but going after handguns, but now they're going after the long rifles, and it's nonsense. It's
right.
So, you know, you're more informed, you're aware.
Right.
So, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you weighing in on it, Bruce. Thank you, sir.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We were at the outdoor show in Dorchester County, the National Outdoor Show, last Friday night and Saturday. Ran into a number of our good listeners down there that we talked to. Some folks brought their deer in to be measured, and the bucks, bears, stags thing is taking off pretty well. People want their records established. They know we are people of our word. We're going to publish a record book this year, and so the next event for bucks, bears, stags is the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit coming up this coming Saturday, March 9th, and at that event, Ed Winchester is going to bring his non-typical deer that he killed in Queen Anne's County. He's going to bring the antlers and people to look at that. 196 3/8 inches of antler gross, 189 2/8 net. And then we're going to actually be scoring a locked rack, two bucks that were found in southern Maryland. These are big, big bucks. And Tom Paul is bringing that mount of the skulls of the two locked bucks for us to measure and see. That'll be pretty cool. And then one of our measures, Doug Wigfield, who did a lot of work at the outdoor show. He's the only measurer there. He's going to bring Big Seven, the full mount of Bob Bartoszewski's new archery state record sick of deer, a giant sick of deer. This deer weighed over 140 pounds live weight, which is the size of a white-tailed deer, but this was a beast, no question. So you'll see all that at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. If you'd like to check that out and attend, www.MarylandBowhunterSociety.org. Or Google Maryland Bow Hunter Society will take you right there. Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Well, you're probably exhausted.
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I'm blessed.
Yes, good. That's good. So what's up, man?
Oh, brother, where do you start with these people in Annapolis? That monster at the Capitol Gazette gave warning after warning after warning, threatening people.
Sure.
And, of course, they ignored it.
Yes, they did.
So now what are they going to do? They're going to blame an inanimate object and affect everybody.
Correct.
Typical liberals.
Correct.
Typical liberals. Does this law apply to people who already owned?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. If you want to transfer your gun to anybody, you want somebody to inherit your firearms, that person's going to have a license. They're going to have to go to a dealer to make the transfer. They'll have to pay a tax or a fee. Yeah, it's a pretty nasty bill. Pretty nasty.
It's an outrage.
No, it is an outrage. There's no question about it. I mean, hey, look, there's no shortage of assaults on our Constitution in the General Assembly and in our Congress of the United States, as you might have been reading here recently.
Don't get me started. Ah. The federal government.
Oh my. Yeah. I mean, this is a lurch to the left in our country. And it's a pushback against our president. It's a pushback against our conservative values. And, you know, it's here in Maryland, I mean, it is just all out war. And I mean, it's nothing unusual for Maryland, but these gun bills are just off the charts ridiculous. No question.
Yeah, they are. I've had enough.
Yeah, a lot of us have. The plethora, abundance, magnitude of the T-shirts that people were wearing that said, "I will not comply," white T-shirts with, I think, black or red letters on them, you know, in the hearing room. In front of that House and that Senate panel was pretty interesting to see. So, you know, but anyway, well, but they still continue, you know, about time you fuds join us in this fight. You know, okay, yeah, well, you know, we register to vote and, you know, we let our elected officials know. You know, we go to their fundraisers and we have one-on-one conversations with them. We don't just yell at them. We talk with them.
I mean, that's what's going on in the federal level with AOC and the rest.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They don't, I mean, look, she's 29. She's spectacularly uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
She may have a capacity to learn, but she hasn't demonstrated that yet.
Correct.
And she's got more enemies in her own party than she does.
Well, I mean, yeah, but she's, you know, she just shoots from the lip. And, you know, eventually she will learn that, you know, you don't go up against the speaker, you know, you don't go up against people in charge of the committees and so forth.
Threaten people to primary.
That's true.
She's going to find herself primaried.
That wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. So, and what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is she will be challenged in the next election. The term of the members in our Congress in the United States, in Washington, D.C., is 2 years. So, you know, she can lob bombs all she wants. And I keep saying that. I don't know why I say that. But she can make all these outrageous claims, and she can make these assertions all she wants for 2 years. But it may be over for her in 2 years.
I hope she still remembers how to make a good
cheeseburger, because she'll be flipping them.
Yes.
she was a bartender.
Right, she was a bartender?
She was a bartender.
Really?
Yep,
it's
she was
a valuable skill, and she may need that again one day.
I got it. Yeah, well, you may be right, you guys. I mean, I'm not sure what she did for a living, but, she's risen to the level of her station, that's for sure.
Hmm.
So, you ever hear of the Peter Principle?
Yeah,
well, there you go. Prime example.
Yes, it is.
So, and anybody who hasn't needs to look it up because I'm not going to explain it.
Gosh, I haven't heard of that in years.
Peter Principle?
Oh, yeah, and I haven't heard somebody refer to it in years.
Sure. Well, it certainly applies.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, hope we'll be seeing you at our benefit.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, and I know you're busy. I know it's a tremendously busy time of year. But
I'm embarrassed to admit I haven't bought my ticket yet.
No, that's all right. You're not alone.
I forgot.
You're not alone. All right.
But
here's a reminder.
Mind when I hang up.
Here's a reminder. Hey, everybody, if you're coming to the benefit, we'd really like to know.
I haven't missed one yet.
I know. It's always good to see. You ought to see the stuff at this one. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'll tell you, for the people who haven't been there, it's a wonderful time. The people are great. The food is fantastic. It's all you can eat, all mm-hmm. you can drink. They have several different beers on tap.
And the beer's free.
Yeah. Nothing's free in it.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't have to pay an extra charge.
It's very reasonable.
Yeah, it is, sure.
And the people are great, and in addition, it is for a good cause.
It is.
My God, you can eat till they have to wheel you out.
Yeah, steamed shrimp.
And the food's fantastic.
Steamed shrimp and a steamship round of beef and all the sides and all the salads and the fried chicken and the... I'm making Chris hungry because he hasn't had anything to eat for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely delicious. There's no question. Actually, you know, Mark, I've had in the past 3 years, I've been able to snag one chicken leg per year.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot like going to your own wedding. When people ask you later, how was the food? I don't know. I never had chicken.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Robin said.
You're busy.
That's what Robin said.
You're busy.
About our wedding. She said, you know, how was the food? Everybody's thinking, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, everybody knows except the bride and groom.
That's right. That's
We're
right.
We're busy visiting tables,
yeah.
visiting for the photographer, whatever.
Exactly right.
They never had a chance to eat anything.
Yep. So, well, Mark, thank you, sir. I'm glad you weighed in, and we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, you betcha.
Take
Have
care.
Have a great week.
All right, buddy. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Yes, indeed. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk about statewide Sunday hunting when we come back. I'm sure that'll interest some people. And if you'd like to talk about anything, get on the line because we have a short break coming up here soon. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. With stackable traps and commercial pots and rigged trot lines and trot line parts and live boxes and nets and ropes and buoys and stainless steel steamers and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. You can mark your calendars, too, for April 13th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give our buddy Dan a call at 410-956-0300. Waterman, bring your license, you get a discount. Website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, the Maryland Sportsman Show is coming Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th at the Howard County Fairgrounds. That's just off exit 80 on I-70. The Maryland Sportsman Show is a three-day event. It's packed with over 100-plus vendors. Show opens at 2 on Friday. Hours are 10 to 4 Saturday, Sunday. There's a waterfowl calling contest on Saturday and a cornhole contest on Sunday with great seminars all weekend. This show offers one-stop shopping experience, Great values on hunting gear, fishing tackle, and clothing, plus ATVs and boats and RVs and trucks, all at the Howard County Fairgrounds. Don't miss this opportunity to meet face-to-face with top companies, see the latest products, speak with the guides, and book your next hunting adventure. Get your tickets for the Maryland Sportsman Show at the door or online at www.mdsportsmanshow.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier,
fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Sing it along! Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
When he come home...
So who was that guy? Who was that guy that sang out there? Wait, on that Davy Crockett song. Who was that? I knew who the other guy was, but who's the guy that sang the second verse?
I think we need to look that up. Maybe we make that a trivia question and give away a couple of tickets to the Maryland Sportsman Show. What do you think? Maybe somebody can look that up and call us up.
I think that's a great idea.
Don't you like that?
I do.
I think I like it. Wish Davy Crockett was in Washington now. Wish Davy Crockett was in Annapolis now.
Exactly. Things would be a lot better.
A lot better. A lot different. Yep, indeed. So... All right, I said we'll talk a little bit about Sunday hunting. Okay, Sunday hunting, of course, everybody wants Sunday hunting. Everybody wants to be able to hunt every Sunday in every county for anything in Maryland. Well, right now, the way this works, Sunday hunting was passed the first time in 280 years in Maryland in 2003. It was passed in 2002, and Governor Glendening vetoed the bill. And then in 2003, there was an election, and Governor Ehrlich signed the bill into law. At that point, I think there were 12 or 13 of the 23 jurisdictions that agreed to have 2 days of Sunday hunting, first Sunday in November and the first Sunday of the deer firearm season. Since that time, Sunday hunting has worked. Every jurisdiction that wanted Sunday hunting, increases in Sunday hunting, went to their local delegations, went to their county councils, and then onward to their local delegations. The local bills were brought before the General Assembly, and most of the time they were given what's called local consideration. And the local bills, you know, if the people in your county, Senator, if the people in your county delegate want this, then by golly, why should we stand in the way as the General Assembly if this is what your district wants? So, and that's how Sunday hunting has increased. 25 or so laws have actually been passed since 2003 in the last, what would that be, 15, 16 years on local increases to Sunday hunting opportunities, deer season, turkey season, small game, and so forth. Now, there are two bills. This statewide Sunday hunting bills are still pending legislative consideration this year. Neither has been voted upon by their respective committees. One even hasn't even been heard in committee. The Senate bill is 390. That was heard February 19th before the Senate committee, health, education, so forth. We keep all existing statutorily designated Sunday hunting days by county, keeps everything in place. That's the law now, but would authorize DNR through regulation to allow additional Sunday hunting throughout the deer hunting season on DNR-designated public land and private land with no reference to time of day restrictions. and that is Senate Bill 390. Okay? The bill in the House is a little bit different. It's scheduled to be heard this week, March 6th, before the House committee. It would authorize DNR to allow Sunday hunting on DNR-designated public land and private lands buying via twofold means. One, on all existing statutorily designated Sunday hunting days, they would remain unchanged, but DNR would allow through regulation additional Sunday deer hunting spanning 30 minutes before sunrise to 30 minutes after sunset, normal days, for 3 Sundays in deer firearm season and 2 Sundays in deer muzzleloader season. Okay? That's an additional 5 days under this bill. All Sundays in deer bow season, that's all of them. And then 2, the second part of that is DNR could allow even more Sunday deer hunting through regulation from 30 minutes to before sunrise until 10:30 a.m. only. So what that says, very simply, is this bill would allow 3 more days of Sunday deer hunting for firearm season, 2 more for muzzleloader, all of bow hunting. And then any additional days after that would end at 10:30 a.m. I have copies of those, not copies of the bills, I have links to those bills if you would like to have them. Here's the little secret. Important to note that neither of these bills in the House or in the Senate, as currently drafted, would authorize Sunday deer hunting in any of the 3 counties currently exempted, Baltimore, Howard, and Prince George's. Those delegations could still opt out of any Sunday hunting opportunities or increases in Maryland. Pretty simple. I'll send that whole thing to you if you like. Just email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And, sometimes hearing it on the radio just for the first time can be misinterpreted. I'll send you that synopsis if you'd like to have it at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Waiting for your phone call here, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. How about that? Boy, we scored some nice deer, nice sick of deer, nice whitetails down at the National Outdoor Show last Friday and Saturday. And we were pretty excited to see some of them. So, Chris?
Yes, sir.
What happened 20 years ago on March 7th? It was a Sunday morning. Any ideas? March 7th, 20 years ago. That's this week.
On a Sunday morning,
You
probably got yourself a big deer.
I did not, because it was March.
Oh, okay.
And if I would have, it would have been by my vehicle. No, I've got a big deer that way.
Okay.
And I got a little deer that way, but it wasn't in March.
I have no idea.
The raid of Hooper's Island. The raid of Hooper's Island. The raid. The raid of Hooper's Island.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Hooper's Island.
Hooper's Island. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And here's an article written by Angus Phillips. And I believe he wrote for the Washington Post. From March 14th, 1999. The raid of Hooper's Island. For Maryland, it's no game. It's nearly a full half century since the Bay Bridge was built, connecting civilized America to the eastern shore, but pockets of resistance remain. Remember, this was written 20 years ago. March 7th, last Sunday, 65 federal and state law enforcement agents, backed by a helicopter hovering overhead, descended at dawn on Hooper's Island, which lies at the end of a low-lying causeway that runs through Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge in Dorchester County, Maryland. The agents rapped on doors and rousted men of the sea and marsh from their beds to issue citations and make arrests. What had these shoremen, plus a handful of others from elsewhere, done to incur such wrath on the Lord's Day? Quote, they showed callous, calculated disregard for the natural resources of the state of Maryland, said John Rhodes. John Rhodes was superintendent at that time of the state's natural resource police. Basically, if there was something to be taken, They went ahead and took it. The upshot was the arrest of 6 men on federal charges and citations to 14 more on state charges, ranging from shooting waterfowl over bait to ignoring waterfowl bag limits, shooting deer at night, trapping fur bearers illegally, keeping rockfish and flounder out of season, or in excess of limits, and wanton waste of game that was shot and left to rot. A few more citations remain to be served, Rhodes said, with the total expected to reach 25. On Saturday, a citation was issued to WRC-TV news anchor Jim Vance, charging him with failure to tag a deer, failure to check a deer, and having a loaded weapon in a vehicle, state officials said. Jim Vance. Remember Jim Vance? He was quite a hunter. He
really, yeah, I believe he's the late Jim Vance.
The late Jim Vance,
yeah, he just recently died.
Yes. When this article was written, Vance was reached by phone last night. He maintained he had, in fact, been cited for only 2 violations, failure to tag a deer, failure to check a deer, both of which he said were inadvertent mistakes. He said the extensive charges against others with whom he had hunted were a mystery. I've been hunting there 14 years, he said, though not as often as I'd like recently, and I saw absolutely no sign of anything but good sportsmanship. Authorities painted a different picture. The massive bust followed a 4-year undercover investigation into activities at Golden Hill Farm on Meekins Neck, a farm I belonged to for several years. I hunted at Golden Hill Farms. I took two sika deer. They were spike buck, but I took 2 on that farm.
Okay.
A place so flat and featureless, it's a mystery where the hill came from. Golden Hill. State agents started poking around the 2,000-acre farm 4 years ago when it was a commercial gunning operation offering guided deer and waterfowl hunts under the direction of Washington businessman Anthony Belfiore, Rhodes said. Belfiore did not return phone calls from the Post last week. I still touch base with Mr. Belfiore on a regular, not on a regular, but a semi-regular basis. Agents booked hunting trips to investigate reports of illegal activity by guides and gunners, Rhodes said. When they saw evidence the reports were true, the state launched a full undercover investigation. It hit pay dirt a year later when Golden Hill abandoned its guiding operation and became a hunt club, with annual memberships costing up to several $1,000s. And that is when I believe I left. But I did meet Mr. Vance there as a matter of course he was there. I was involved in filming a hunt. You remember the country singer Gary Morris? Honeycomb, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yes.
Gary
okay.
Morris
yeah.
was a okay. bow hunter. He hunts with a longbow.
Okay.
And we filmed a hunt there for a show that he was building. I think it was called the North American Sportsman or something like that. But but he came and actually was able to take a sika deer with a longbow. So that was a fun trip, actually. So why the switch? Well, quote, maybe they thought with a club status they could control who came and get away with more, said Lieutenant Michael Sewell, who directed NRP's undercover operation. But the club made a big mistake. Among those accepted for membership were state undercover agents. Over the next 3 years, said Rhodes, agents watched and logged hundreds of violations of state and federal game laws. Among those charged, Sunday, March 7th, 1999, were Hooper's Islanders Robert Goody, who was 27 at the time. I knew Bobby, hunted with Bobby. I thought Bobby was a good man. He was charged with 146 counts, including possession of undersized rockfish, possession of summer flounder in a closed season, failure to tag or check in deer at state checking stations, possession of a loaded weapon in a vehicle. And then Ronnie Robbins, 39, he faced 157 charges, including trapping violations, possession of sika deer in excess of the limit, failure to tag and check in deer, and possession of a loaded weapon in a vehicle, state officials said. Okay. Now, I'm bringing these names up because they're in the article, not because they've been, that these are bad people or anything like that. These people were charged. I don't know what the results were, but, because we're only a week into it when this article was written. Each was also charged with federal waterfowl violations, as were Hooper Islanders Edward Davis and Larry Pally, and Scott Rourke and Richard Ransom, of Cinemanson, New Jersey, who was arrested in Michigan. Those charged with federal violations were released on a $10,000 bond. The 14 charged so far with state violations will be summoned to appear in Maryland District Court in Dorchester County. This does not mean that all privately owned hunting clubs are in for this sort of activity, into this sort of activity, said Rhodes. This is a case we came upon and pursued. We've got a good, strong case here, and I hope it becomes a deterrent to those who would contemplate doing such a thing. What discourages me is how much thought went into these violations, how much planning. But most hunters and fishermen are not guilty of this sort of thing. You know as well as I do that hunters and fishermen are often among the best protectors of the resources that we have. Rhodes said the military-style invasion on Tiny Hooper's Island at first light was necessary to keep word from spreading in the tight-knit community. Agents used search warrants to recover records and photographs that otherwise might have been destroyed. It's a small community and word spreads quickly, said Rhodes. It's generally an area made up of generations of people who have made their living off fishing game. With the number of arrests the way it was done, it created some concern in the community. It still has reverberations. This is my edit. This is my comment. It still has reverberations in that community. I go to Hooper's Island from time to time. Okay. Indeed, the local Easton Star Democrat reported a complaint that agents stormed past one suspect, rushed into his bedroom, pulled the covers off his sleeping wife, and demanded she get up and get dressed. The paper quoted Dorchester County Commissioner Jay Newcomb as saying of agents, they didn't have to use excessive force and scare people's families. He maintained the suspects weren't murderers, after all. True enough, I guess. They may have been out there wantonly killing, but it was only wildlife, and the Eastern Shore is famous for fealty to the so-called right of free plunder. This is from Angus Phillips at that time. Well, times change, and people need to change with them. Sometimes they'd take hunters out and shoot ducks just to let them lay, said Sewell, who ran the undercover operation. It was different day to day. Maybe they'd leave some out there because it would have put them over the limit, or wasn't the kind of duck they wanted, or just so they could shoot more for the fun of it. 20 years ago this week, the raid on Hooper's Island. We've had some of those folks actually call this radio show from time to time, and I know they listen. If they can hear it, maybe they will. Maybe they will. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Are any of these operations underway now? Have we heard of another large sting like this from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service, or Natural Resources Police?
Not yet, but you know it's coming.
We haven't had a report since before November of any arrests that have been made, any Natural Resources Police arrests that have been made. Check the website. Now we get the secretary's message. We get, you know, little things that they talk about, but no arrests. I mean, their public information officer did leave, Candace Thompson, did retire. But you would think that somebody would pick up the slack and let the public know, hey, we're enforcing the laws out here. We're catching the bad guys, and, you know, We're making our arrests. We're making our cases. Nope. I have a good picture with me at Blazing Camo Day. I had this conversation with Colonel Ziegler. This very conversation that I'm having with you, our radio listeners. We'll see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see what our buddy John B. said about Davy Crockett. Was it Bill Hayes? I don't know. Do you know, Chris? Do you have the name?
Bill Hayes was I think he actually wrote part of it. I have to go back and double check. But the information I got, and again, just because it's on the internet doesn't necessarily mean that it's true, but it looks like all the information is pointing to the late, great Mr. Buddy Ebsen.
Buddy Ebsen sang like that?
It's possible.
Really?
It is possible. Like I said, the information I got, and it's, you know,
well, he was in
questionable
that,
because
he was
it is
era.
On the internet.
I mean, he was in that era.
But he was actually, I think, in the show, too.
He was
sidekick.
Yeah, he was. You're right. Buddy Ebsen.
And that's what I'm saying. Looking at the information that I saw, it leads me to believe
yep.
that it was Buddy Ebsen, which does make perfect sense.
What was that? What was that cop show he played on after the Beverly Hillbillies? You know, there was Mannix, and then there was
I know what you're talking about.
Bill Conrad played
Cannon,
and then Buddy Ebsen was in one too.
I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, because Buddy Ebsen, you know, Beverly Hillbillies made the guy, but he was a star long before Beverly Hillbillies.
Exactly, because he actually auditioned for the part of and he, I think he almost had it, but because of a severe reaction to the makeup. He was originally cast as the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz.
That's correct. He had an allergic reaction to the makeup, the paint that they used, or whatever they used for the tin color. That's for sure. Buddy Ebsen. Could have been. Maybe it was. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You know what? Clyde's Sports Shop sale starts Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 17th. All rockfish trolling baits and lures. Now, here's what I want you to do this weekend in the rain and the cold and the snow. Take your old fishing reels out that you haven't changed the line on in a year or two and strip all the line off those spools, because you're going to go to Clyde's Sports Shop. You're going to take your spools in there. You're going to say, fill these bad boys up with premium monofilament. I want 6-pound test on this one and 8-pound test on that one, and I want 10-pound test on this one. And they'll do it for half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. Yep, just bring your empty spools, and they'll install the new line. Now, that doesn't include the braid, the Power Pro, or anything like that. Now, look, Penn reels. If you're looking for a great trolling reel, the Penn Warfare 30-pound or 30 level wind for just $89.95. Trolling combos begin at $89.95 and up. Now, that's a Penn 309, a Shakespeare 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line for $89.95. The best, most popular trolling combo is a Penn Warfare, as previously mentioned, 30 level wind, an Andy 6-foot rod, 20 to 50 pound rod, and line for $139.95. Shakespeare, Fluger on sale, rods and reels. All the ugly sticks are on sale. And then they have everything else for fishing, including hooks and line and live bait and weights and lures and you name it. For rocktails, bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes, all the stuff for perch and trout and bass, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road and Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Sale starts Friday for 10 days. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days, and their 24-hour fishing hotline is open. Well, that would be 24 hours. 410-247-247, get it? Fish, 3474, 247-FISH.
Well, after a brush with wintry weather last night, we get another brush Sunday night with a rain-snow blend here in Baltimore. Looks like we'll stay in the 40s this weekend. High temps today near 47, low tonight 35, and up to 40 degrees tomorrow with afternoon rain. Might mix with some snow tomorrow night down to 34, and then the bottom falls out of the temps early next week. Lows in the teens, Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night. 3 nights in a row of tough but cold. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and lots and lots and lots of bay fishing tackle. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, right across from Trick Trucks. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear.
April 13th is their open house. Mark your calendars at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain a falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. I rain and out in Georgia, I rain and out in Georgia, oh, Eve, it's raining all over the world.
And it's in Maryland, isn't it? All right, Randy out in Georgia, and here too. Let's see, Randy in Baltimore City, and then Emmett. Good morning, Randy. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Randy.
Hello, Randy.
How's everything going?
Good. You?
Fantastic. I got the answer to your conundrum there.
Come on,
with Buddy Ebsen.
Yeah,
Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones. Very good. Yep, exactly right. You want to go to the outdoor show, the sportsman show?
Absolutely. That would be absolute pleasure. Yep.
All right. Good. Chris, you want to get his address? We can do that. We'll get your address there, Randy.
Appreciate it very much.
All right. Hang on.
All right.
All right. There we go. Let's talk to Emmett in Middle River.
Hey, Al. Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Alan, you know, on Sunday hunting, my one concern is like where there are people who are non-hunters who use the woods, like out where we're at, and also where you hunt in some state parks. My concern has been normally they try to restrict their activities to the Sundays, and my concern has been like their safety.
Your concern is whose safety?
For the people who don't hunt. Like, I've seen people at different parks either walking or hiking through, things like that.
So you're not in favor of public hunting? I mean Sunday hunting.
Sunday hunting. I just have reservations.
Okay.
I'm not, about it.
Land, though. What about on private land?
Private land, well, then I think that should be up to the landowner or the people using the land myself.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've seen people who've, we've all seen, outlaw hunters who just don't obey the laws.
Actually, they're not hunters. They're poachers.
Well, that's true. Hey, Alan, there's one other thing I want to talk to you about real quick. I'm going to put a plug in for Oregon Ridge State Park this morning.
Okay.
Having their annual pancake breakfast.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And I think it's like for boys, children under 8, I think it's like $4 is all you eat pancake breakfast.
That sounds like that's where you're headed today, Emmett.
With my boys from church, yes, sir.
All right, Emmett, thanks for weighing in. I appreciate it.
Okay, you have a great day.
All right, we'll probably see you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Emmett. 410 WCBM 680. Man, I'm telling you what, phone's busy. Email's crazy. Email's blown up. We've got, let's see, John Cameron, Captain. Stop, just stop. Yeah. sometimes I can't share the emails, but they're pretty funny sometimes. 410 WCBM 680 410. Did we do all our commercials? We did? In time?
Yes.
You really you have really learned to manage your time well, Chris.
Thank you very much, Al.
My pleasure.
I'm so happy that you acknowledge the fact that I know how to manage my time.
Thank God you're the only one. You keep me straight.
I try.
Yep. So what are we going to do for another minute?
Let's see.
Hmm.
What game recipe?
Oh, what game? Oh, Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
He's, I guess they're selling their beaver hides today.
Okay.
And son-in-law Jason and I stopped there the other day and collected a beautiful beaver backstrap and a beautiful hind leg on a beaver. And I'll tell you what, can't wait to get that thing in the crock pot.
Ah, it sounds good.
Oh,
especially on a day like today.
You've never had it, right?
No, I've never had beaver.
All right, it's like prime beef. And if you like shredded barbecue,
yes,
it makes the absolute best shredded barbecue. Put like a pulled pork on it, like a pulled. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh
man, I'll tell you, I can't wait. So that beaver that Fred caught weighed 56 pounds.
Oh my gosh,
it's 40.
That's about the size of a nutria.
No, it's bigger than a nutria. Yeah. It was 47 inches long.
Holy cow!
A giant. Giant.
What is in those waters?
I don't know, but I've shot deer smaller than that.
I can believe it.
I really? No question about it. All right, folks, we'll be back after the news here for the next hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and it's time for me to say to you all, get out, stay dry, and stay safe.